let's do this.
Sustaining alive! Sustaining alive! Sustaining alive!
Sustaining alive on 95BFM.
Up to Rita.
Hola.
How's it going?
Good.
I've started really pronouncing the G and going. The second one.
As long as you don't pronounce the K in something.
Okay, cool. That really
I'm
gets
happy.
You goat, does it?
So easy to fix.
What else is grinding your gears in the way of the planet?
Well, we left the conversation half finished last week when we were talking about deforestation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to tackle agriculture.
Okay.
I feel like that needs like a da 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 da.
Well, it starts with agro.
It's going to really set John off.
Agriculture is probably the biggest polluter in New Zealand.
Well, it's why we're agriculting. Isn't that the biggest problem?
Yeah,
we're going to just leave this to Rita.
Yeah. I can't actually speak to whether it is the most polluting industry because I'm sure that plastic's probably not great either.
Yeah,
but at the moment, it's definitely the most topical.
I worked in a food service business for a long time, and I can tell you that the amount of plastic associated with a food service business would blow your mind.
Yes, that's a very good point. Combined with the packaging, definitely. I just know that if I say, yeah, sure it is, we'll get 1,000 texts from people going,
that's fine.
Actually.
5395, come straight at us. See what happens.
But it is certainly not sustainable in its current standard, in its current place, and that's what we're here to talk about, things that aren't sustainable.
That's right.
If we talk about it from a point of view of deforestation, agriculture is the single greatest cause of deforestation globally. 80% of deforestation is caused by agriculture. And in New Zealand, when we look at it for New Zealand, almost all of our lowland forest, pretty much all of it, we can say there's a few tiny little stands, have been wiped out. And that's mainly due to agriculture over
That's why I don't go on bushwalks. There's too many hills. If it was a flat area, I would be all about the bushwalk.
You could say they've done you a favour.
No, because I want to go bushwalking.
You want to go bushwalking. Okay. Well, now you can't go Waitakere either, so...
I love saying they. They is the beast there. It's like, those who came before us and fucked it up. That's they.
We're not talking about climate change with this, but I will just throw in that in New Zealand, agriculture accounts for about half of all of our greenhouse gas emissions. So in terms of polluting, what single greatest industry pollution-wise, climate change-wise, it's definitely agriculture. I have lots of people ask me why agriculture is so unsustainable, and there's a couple of ways to think about it. One is because our population is growing, so we know that we've all seen the hockey stick kind of graph.
Exponential.
But also because our incomes have been increasing, we're relying more and more on protein as a source.
Mm-hmm.
And protein usually comes from animals.
Okay.
So that's where we fall over. So if we look at the USA, which is probably closest to New Zealand.
I have fond memories of flying over the USA from like LA to New York, and it was like a daytime flight.
Yeah.
And just looking down and seeing like, it kind of looked like flags of the world, all their agriculture is horrific, like a lot. And it was really buzzy, took a few great photos.
But the thing is, most of it is fairly barren, and then it's just these little pockets of green around rivers or lakes.
Yeah.
They're heavily reliant. And the water thing, again, is its own kind of problem. And I think it's fair to say that the US doesn't have quite the same deforestation issue, but they certainly, just to give you a bit of an idea of how much land agriculture uses, in the US, 50% of their land is used for food production. And of that, almost 70% is grown for animal food.
That's whack.
So we only use 30% of what they grow to directly eat. The rest of it is fed to animals. 95% of all oats.
It's fucking whack, man.
It's really bizarre. 95% of oats are fed to animals, that are grown and fed to animals, and 80% of all corn is fed to animals. So...
Meanwhile, people are starving. Cool.
It is bizarre. It's very bizarre.
It's awesome to be able to stand back and look at the stats like that and just go, whoa, okay.
It doesn't really make a lot of sense. Yeah, and people kind of go to me, well, why? Do you guys understand the concept of trophic levels? Like, why we have to feed animals so much food? So if you think about...
Bigger, better, stronger, faster?
Yeah,
Just so they basically are overweight animals that are full of fat, so they taste delicious when you eat them.
Yeah, but if you just go and you eat a producer, which is your, you know, grass or like, you know, whatever, oats, corn, whatever, you're eating something that has created itself kind of with some inputs from the sun. It's a producer.
Yep.
The next level up is the first trophic level. So that's something like a cow that then eats things like broccoli and things like grass and things like, and in the process of doing so, it wastes between 75% and 90% of what it eats is just wasted.
Don't be mad at it though. That's not its fault.
Oh no, it's totally not its fault. But that's why we need to put so much in, and we get this tiny little bit out.
All for that steak. And all like, for that funnily steak, enough, that steak is pretty shit. Just if you just get it straight from the cow, you got to do quite a lot to it to make it scummy
exactly.
Meal, don't you?
Exactly. So so this is going to become a bigger issue because 4 billion people in the globe at the moment have a plant-based diet, and as they get wealthier, they're going to want more. They're going to want to eat the steak like we eat.
I want America too.
Yeah. So it's going to become bigger, and we spend a lot of time and money trying to find solutions to this problem. So millions, if not billions of dollars go into researching to try and find a breed of cow that has a lower methane or, you know, increased yields.
Cow.
Yeah, that's the one. Like, so much money is spent on this, and we're just ignoring the obvious solution. Despite all the resources that are put into it, we have had very little success in that area. Cow still produces methane. So what we can do, and this is some easy stuff, we've talked about reducing your food waste. So 1/3 of all food wasted. So, you know, eat everything.
Yeah.
Plan better. The second one is dietary changes. So eat locally grown fruit and vegetables that are in season. You'll make a huge impact.
And support your local.
Oh, totally. There's so many benefits to it. And this is
Johnny, are you feeling better already?
No, I'm feeling better.
We're coming up the other side of this conversation, mate.
I'm almost thinking we should almost get like a seasonal vegetable report from you, like once a month, once in season.
Yeah, yeah, just to start.
But what
the
we should
day.
Be planting.
Yeah, totally.
I think there's
totally.
Quite a lot of things we should be planting right now. Yeah. It's a good time for planting stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is. It really is. And then obviously the one that we've been skirting around but have to say out loud is eat less meat.
No, it's true though, isn't it? You can. Yeah. It's just a habit for a special occasion.
Yeah, totally.
What's the deal? You just
eat the amount of meat that reflects the sort of teeth in your mouth, eh? You got two canines. That's it.
What?
That's
you can only eat two dogs.
So it's just like, you know, like a little bit of meat here and there, you know?
Yeah, like, totally. Like, yeah, special occasions. I mean, I can see a time in the future where it's going to be so expensive that we only eat it for special occasions anyway. And then, of course, the cheaper faux meat will become, it's coming down in price. So, you know, I think this is going to be forced upon us. Do it by choice. I mean, this is lots in the news at the moment because today the government, or in the weekend, the government announced that we will be looking at a cap on cows in the land.
Somebody's shouting out the documentary Cowspiracy. They spelt it wrong. I think the autocorrect has changed it.
Oh, okay.
But to just conspiracy. Documentary is called Cowspiracy. It's a grunty one. Definitely watch that one, everyone, if you haven't.
Yep.
That will catch you right up to speed to this scenario, really.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've tried to do a really quick synopsis of it. That's a great documentary to watch.
So in nature, animals probably don't go for oats, right? Says the texter.
Some do and some don't. We've got this kind of fake belief that like cows just eat grass, but a lot of them are actually great. A lot
grain.
Of these,
grain is
grazers.
How you get the best marble out there at the end of the day. John know about this. We're in the industry for a bit.
Yeah. but they also don't just eat just grass. Like, they like to have a variety of at least different types of grasses. So we do kind of feed them some pretty plain diet. You know,
fed a cow Hubba Bubba, would I get like rad milk or?
I don't think it's four stomachs would be able to deal with it.
No, I'm just hypothetically.
Like Kangaroo's Farm, looking like it might go bust quite quickly.
But then the cow's fart and it's this little cute little Hubba Bubba bubble.
Okay. Oh, I see where that was going.
So you can see the methane.
Sounds quite imaginary, but that's fine. So Rita, where do we get to with the government? What have they just passed? What was there?
They haven't passed. They've just announced it in a Q&A over the weekend that they would be looking at capping the amount of cows on a piece of land. So there's some areas that have 100% overstocked. That's not related to their stocking rates, but they have overstocked. And if you think about it, what they're doing is they, you know, you've got to give them a little bit of... you know, they're just doing what we do to Ponsonby houses when we renovate. Well, what our parents did to Ponsonby houses when they renovate and sell. Mm. They are overstocking, so it looks like the land's really productive so that they can sell and make a capital gain on it. Right. So it's only what everyone else is doing, but at the same time, it's putting massive pressure on the environment.
It's
and
an
we're
interesting
picking up
time.
The cost.
I'm wondering if how many farmers are going to take on when it becomes legal medicinally, how much marijuana will grow here, and whether we can just kind of convert cow farms into weed farms.
Yeah,
you know, it's going to be interesting to see if that
yeah,
works.
Yeah, the problem is that a lot of banks and fertilizer companies actually encourage the conversion to dairy.
Oh,
and
the machine's deep. It's a
yeah,
deep machine.
Yeah, and they've racked up huge debts to do so. Yeah. So just shifting to another production, like another type.
But the
of,
money's there. You know,
yeah. I guess it's just if they're already so far in
and
debt,
and it'll fix our rivers up. And I want to chuck out a bomb from time to time. I don't want to think about whether
no,
or not
I think
it's
yeah,
going to acid
yeah.
fry my legs off and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
No. I do think that there's definitely room. We definitely have to diversify what we're growing, because
right.
at the moment having all of our eggs in a couple of baskets is really dangerous for our economy, because all it takes is what happened recently with China overstocking their milk, and then next thing looks like the price of milk's really high, everyone converts, and then boom, no one's demanding that much milk anymore, and there's a whole lot of farmers making a loss for, I think they made a loss for 3 or 4 years there, so you know, that's not ideal.
Milk, baby cow, feed.
Now, do you think next week or in the future we might be able to look at insects as a source of protein? Is that a sustainable industry that might be interesting to talk about?
Protein!
Yeah, there's a lot of
other sources of protein.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk about it. I haven't actually looked into houses too, because my question to that was, okay, sweet, if, 9 billion people shift their diets to insects.
Aren't we kind of making the plague
we're
a little
shifting,
bit?
We're shifting the problem, I mean?
Yeah,
a little bit.
True.
Let me have a look into it, and okay. maybe we can have a little bit of a report on what else we can do in our diets, that we can. I mean, I've heard today lots of talk on quinoa.
Quinoa, yeah.
I don't know how much. I don't think it uses a lot of water, but that could be an option to, we don't want everyone to shift to one thing. We want to diversify so that we,
well, if we
have
greenhouse, that water actually kind of gets recycled in a sense as well.
Yeah.
There's ways.
Yep, so we'll cover other sources of protein that are slightly better for the environment.
Sustaining alive
and
in the future.
I'd love to hear what people want us to cover as well, because we've got a couple of other topics up our sleeve. Fisheries, I think, is high on the list, isn't it? We might do that one. That's another source of protein,
too.
Yeah,
there's quite a lot of ocean.
Go to fisheries, because...
We'll do fisheries next week.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rita.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95BFM.